This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, government that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever.
Government it's, that you control?
Is that what I said? Well, we've been talking about government. I was just reading about government.
And yeah. That's what the problem with being in the first seat, man. You're just thinking ahead.
Anyway,
by
we're
man, I mean Aria.
Talk radio that you control, not government. 855-450-3733. See? You got me so frazzled now. Because I never thought anything about it before, but now I'm like, no, I'm actually thinking about the next thing I'm going to say as I say the thing I'm currently saying, and it hurt my brain for a moment. So thanks for that, Mark.
That makes you. That's what makes you a good talk show host.
Okay, well,
you can think in one place and say another thing.
Yeah. That's when you stop to think about the fact that you're thinking ahead.
Right. Yeah, that's when it gets difficult.
Yeah. So we're talking about COVID-19. Unlike government, you actually can control Free Talk Live by talking about whatever you want. Government, it seems, doesn't work that way, although it's wrapped itself in this religious garb that allows people to convince themselves.
Well, religion
that
is not a religion.
It does work that way.
Right? I mean, it's like what? It's religious, but nobody will say it. And
you say religion is not a religion.
No, a religion that's not a religion.
Government is a religion that's not a...
It's a faith-based belief system, I think is probably the most accurate way to describe it. And I would, if you're going to bring Dan back on, I'd like to hear what he thinks about
it. It's not exactly a religion. You're right, Mark. It's not exactly a religion because it doesn't speak to the nature of the universe, right? And that generally is something that religions...
But it kind of does. It's just implied. The nature of the universe is that...
Is chaos and
chaos.
And order cannot be brought to it without the state.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to compromise with Dan and say a faith-based belief system, if Dan is willing to compromise to that point. Maybe he is, maybe he's not.
Wasn't he about to tell us something before we went?
Yeah, you had asked him about
why the state must
exist. Government.
Ian, okay, actually, can I say what I was about to say?
Yeah, do whatever you want, man.
Okay, so what Ian said is that, is it government every time somebody like puts down a driveway? Is it government every time somebody does something that the government would do, right? Mm-hmm. I think that in a way it is, but I would call it almost like small g governing, because one of the reasons that I believe in, having a government like ours and not like anarcho-capitalism is because I believe that when private, business people use what power they have, which is even though it's property ownership that's political in nature, what they are doing to people is effectively governing. When you have a private tyrant using his power, which is political because it's propertarian, that is small g governing.
So what are we talking about here?
Way.
But who is this?
Either way.
Who is, okay, now, I agree with you. Governance will exist in lots of forms, and the state is the term I use for hierarchical, top-down, involuntary government.
I would agree because IEEE is essentially a government of the tech industry. They're the ones who proposed the 802.11g standards.
I know nothing of what you're speaking.
Okay, well, they're the ones who allow your phone to connect to any Wi-Fi network and use the internet
down
anywhere in the world.
It's an industry standard.
And it's 100% voluntary.
Group. So what are you talking about when you say that a this business owner is a government? What's the bad scenario here? Because all I can see is that the bad scenarios have to do with businesses and corporations and stuff using the power of the state, not when they use their own sort of propertarian power.
And honestly, I believe that I have to get going soon, so I can only really get one thing out real quick. But I guess that I don't think that there's a good historical precedent for people who govern privately to be held accountable. And that
if I don't like the way Walmart has new rules, like let's say, Costco, just put rules into place saying.
In a bucket. What the problems they create are structural and they can't be fixed.
Structural through using the state.
If a business does something I don't agree with, I can choose to not do business with them. So if Costco says you got to wear a mask to come into Costco, which is in the news now, you got to wear a mask if you're a customer at Costco, I could say I'm canceling my subscription and never coming back. And I can let them know that. And they will not send men with guns to my door and put a gun to my face saying, oh, you're coming back, buddy, and you are going to continue your subscription or we're going to kill you and rape your wife. That's not going to happen.
What they still do is they still get to, the grocery store still gets to practice, you know, governing and managing what's in its control, whether a couple people, you know, fail to subscribe or not, or leave.
Yeah, you're not really making an argument here, dude. You're saying they can govern the things that are in their control? Yeah, so can I. I can govern the things that are within my control, too. I could open and close my laptop. I can do whatever it is I want to do.
What it sounds like, Dan, is that not enough of people agree with you on the things that upset you about a particular business, and that upsets you. Well, I can tell you that's true with government, too, is that government, as it exists in the United States, rarely does what people want it to do and usually does what wealthy corporations want it to do. And I can assure you that no one would have put it together like this, but that's the way it goes. So the results are the same.
I would kind of disagree. Look, I believe that the seeds of
Harvard,
that idea
the Princeton study doesn't disagree.
I think you had somewhere to go, didn't you, Dan?
Yeah. No, hold on.
Dan, call another night.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It did get a bit rambly there for the end.
Well,
we've got other people waiting too.
Yeah.
Look.
Dan, thank you so much for the call. Good questions.
Right, and I want those kind of questions. But ultimately, you know, I've asked myself these questions over and over and over again. Now, I would say a better argument for the state is the existence of the state, right? Like, if the United States stops being a state tomorrow, which is highly unlikely,
That's because people believe in it. If people stopped believing in it, then they would look like a bunch of lunatics wearing costumes.
Agreed. But that's not going to make, say, the state China or the state of Russia go away. And that those organizations are being like, the world's looking a lot better for us right now. I think that's a better argument for the state than sort of...
Psst. What do you mean when they say the world's looking a lot better for us?
Well, the Chinese Communist Party...
Uh-huh.
Is a group of rapacious, evil people.
How would the world look better for them if the territory we're calling the United States now was more prosperous and free because there was no state?
The United States government, Washington, D.C., enacts power around the world, soft and hard power around the world. And that soft and hard power is sort of counteracted by the three other sovereign states, two other sovereign states, so Beijing and Moscow. And these people are, you know, vying for the power that exists. And I'm not saying there haven't been other powers, even in the 20th century. There certainly were. But essentially now England is a puppet state of the United States. And so you just have Washington, D.C., Beijing, and Moscow. And you're on one of these three teams.
I think Beijing would be happy because I think you're right, Arya. They would have more free trade with the United States. People could do business with them without having to pay ridiculous tariffs coming into the U.S., and people would be more prosperous in both countries.
I don't know how it would be for the United States, but I can tell you how it would be for the rest of the world. So,
see, I think if we had one area where if there was actually no state and people were just allowed to be free, is economic productivity would so rapidly dwarf everyone else's that the state would be abolished within 10 years
and
throughout the world.
Like, I am totally working on that, Arya, because I think that's absolutely true. I think it would be fascinating to see.
If the state had to compete with the free market, yeah.
If we had a special economic zone set up someplace where we could, you know, not be hampered by the depredations of the state, and we could see what that would do, where people are responsible for their actions, whether that or those actions are against the environment or their other human beings or whatever the situation is. If we had a place like that, I think that place would be ridiculously prosperous.
However, it would be invaded the very next day.
The American
government would not allow that competition. The Chinese government would not allow it.
If they
would all come in and impose a state.
If you were able to convince Washington, D.C. it was in their best interest, then I think they wouldn't.
I don't know. I think it would be very easy to convince them that it was not. I think it would be hard to convince them that it wasn't when the competition there would make themselves look obsolete.
Well, there's plenty of competition around the world that's way more free than North Korea, but they still exist.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and governments don't look at themselves as in competition with free market. They don't. They're like,
just
yeah,
lock down the borders, keep the people in.
855-450-3733.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. Why wait? Save your dog from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. You use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about Intercoin.
Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, or clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices, anonymity, and shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and here in the real world. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, and so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think that freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. It's inter with an I, I-N-T-E-R, intercoin.org.
Well, let's keep going with the phones. We got Kirby calling from Indianapolis. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hi, Kirby.
I just wanted to remind everybody that Thomas Paine said a government, like clothes, is a badge of lost innocence.
Lost
innocence.
Okay.
It's in the pamphlet, Common Sense. But we're not going to get away from government ever. And again, I would refer people back to Common Sense. Because Mr. Paine told us that I'm paraphrasing, but so long as we live in smaller societies where we can get together and hash out our differences, under a tree or in a park, we won't have these issues.
Yep.
But when we start living like we do now, in where I live, Marion County, 6 million people, too many people, we're too different. We have too many ways of thinking and doing things for us to live together the way we do, especially with something like this COVID going around. You got people like me who are like, I don't care. I'm going to work. You got other people who are willing to stay in the house, do whatever Uncle Sugar tells them. And then you got those in the middle who just don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm rambling, but Mark, you're right. People do take government on a religious level. The American government is God to a lot of people.
They believe it without question.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because their priests have told them to.
Well, they question God, they question religion far more than they ever question the state.
It's a lot easier to question religion.
Yeah, less costly.
I want to show up and tell you no, yes, you're right, you're wrong, but the government,
great point.
I wish you would.
Government will show up and tell you, oh, you are wrong. In fact, there's a song you guys ought to listen to by Ice-T. It's called Shut Up, Be Happy.
I will listen to that.
I love Ice-T.
Yeah, I remember his Cop Killer album.
Kirby, you said...
Sorry, count, but yes, he was involved in that.
You said that people can't just meet out under the trees to hash out their issues any longer. Why not? I would love to see that.
We could find a bigger tree.
6 million people?
6 million people aren't having an issue, right? It's a very select number of people.
Let him answer the question.
But that's just it. If it was this neighborhood or that neighborhood, yes, we could. But when you've got Marion County, 6 million people, there is no way, even if we...
Well, the issues that
what city is in Marion County?
Indianapolis.
Issues that they have to hash out are those created by the state in the first place.
Most of them are. Again, as Thomas Paine said, government does more to create distinctions than it does to unite us.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, and you were right on, Kirby, when you pointed out that the church isn't going to send men with guns to force you to show up for Sunday services. But
anymore,
when the court...
I mean, they would have 300 years
We're talking
ago.
About now, okay? When the court says you got to show up for our service on Monday morning, if you don't show up, it will send men with guns to your house, and they will kill you if you don't do what that man in the robe said.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so, I mean, if you want to break the state, I can tell you how to do it in 7 days.
Tell me.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Everybody stay home from work next week.
Well, that's going to kill a lot of people of starvation.
Well, that hasn't killed the state. I mean, there's a lot of people staying home from work. I mean,
that would kill the state because it would show them, A, we are united. B, that we are willing to fight.
I think you'd be better off first of all, you can't get everyone to do anything, so any plan that requires everyone to participate is dead from the get-go. But if you got a significant portion or even a small portion of people to refuse to pay the state, then I think you would have some serious damage that you would do to them because they just don't have enough prison space for everybody or for, you know, they don't have enough prison space for 10% of the population. That's an impossibility. So they would have to drop a bunch of cases and ignore a bunch of stuff and try to pretend like you didn't exist. But if you made a big to-do about it, the fact that you had 10% of the people or even 5% who were going to completely non-cooperate and not pay the state, then you're actually depriving them of revenue. And more importantly, you're depriving them of obedience, which those are the two things that they consider to be very, very important to their legitimacy.
Kirby, thank you so much for the call.
Great thoughts, though. Really enjoyed that.
Let's keep going. We've got Stephen calling from Ohio. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was going to say that I kind of resent the idea of comparing government to religion nowadays. I had made the comparison a couple of years ago, and I thought it was a, you know, pro-big brain move, but now I understand that it's really not even comparable, aside from some basic narratives of consent.
So why aren't they comparative?
Help us out.
Well, here's why, right? For example, I'm a Christian. Didn't used to be, am now. Here's the deal. I believe, and many other Christians believe, and Muslims, Jews, whatever, they believe that God is the supreme being. You cannot opt out of that, right? You cannot escape God's will, God's law, God's power, right? Whereas we understand that the only thing holding a government together are human beings. And you do have the ability, in most places around the world, most westernized nations at least, to opt out of the government.
Really? So I've been trying for years. What am I missing?
You can go to any consulate and you renounce your citizenship today.
Yeah. Not without getting other citizenship, though.
You can renounce your citizenship and go somewhere else. You can opt out of government.
You can opt out of one specific religion. You may, as the serf, go to a different kingdom and declare yourself a serf of the new king. That is true, but that's just competition between kingdoms for human livestock, right?
If you don't like this government, you can opt out.
But no, you really can't. Have you looked into this before? I mean, Roger Ver, for instance, had to pay, I think, six figures or something like that to renounce his citizenship in the United States.
No, that was six figures was the bill, but he had to pay the accountant.
A lot of that went to the IRS, so I understand.
Stephen, thank you so much for the call. I would also point out that people can opt out of their religious beliefs as well and just join a different religion. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're now trying the first randomized placebo-controlled trial of the IV drug remdesivir. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls the early findings good news.
What it is proven is that a drug can block this virus.
He says when compared to a placebo, the drug shortened hospitalized patient recovery time from 15 to 11 days.
The data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect.
Fauci says the drug will become part of the standard of care for coronavirus. With almost 1,034,000 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S., President Trump says he'll not extend the federal government social distancing guidelines that expire on Thursday.
They'll be fading out because now the governors are doing it.
This is USA Radio News. A few states are starting to slowly open up their economy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Where more than 60,000 people have been tested for the coronavirus. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves updates us on the situation down in Mississippi.
Well, we're making progress in Mississippi. Thanks to the president's leadership, we are beginning to reopen our economy. We didn't close down like many other states did, but we are intelligently moving forward based upon data to reopen our economy. You know, we believe in our state that we understand that we have a public health crisis. We're going to have approximately 239 fatalities from this virus that is going to be announced later this morning. But in addition to that, we have 150,000 Mississippians that are out of work, that have lost their jobs over the last 4 to 5 weeks. So we have not only a public health crisis, but an economic crisis in our state as well. And we have got to get our economy moving again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
I want to say thank you to Barefoot Anarchist, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, he's a gold-level amplifier, which means he contributes $10 per month to the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, we don't ask that much. All it takes to become a member is $5 per month. And the AMP program is used to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, the best way to help us reach a larger audience is to contribute to the AMP program. So Barefoot Anarchist, thank you so much for your contributions. I hope you enjoy the show and continue amplifying it. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's keep going with the phones. We've got Matt calling from Louisiana. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen and Ariane. I heard y'all discussing China, and the thing to remember when discussing China's foreign policy is that they have a map of the world. And guess where y'all are sitting? Guess where I'm sitting?
We're future
sitting
China?
In China. That's right. Their map extends to the moon.
So you think China wishes to conquer the globe?
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, aren't they having a tough time with, like, you know, Taiwan or whatever? I mean, they haven't really expanded too far in the last...
When you say a tough time for Taiwan, with Taiwan, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's disputed territory, right?
As is Hong Kong.
Well...
They seem very reluctant to
during
use
this COVID-19 situation, they kidnapped about 24 activists in Taiwan, and it doesn't take too many heads before the snake dies.
But that's very different from sending in a military to conquer a territory.
They don't need to.
Was that, Mark, I need to clarify, was that Taiwan or Hong Kong? Because I
Hong Kong. Yeah, Hong Kong had the activists disappeared. And the point I'm trying to make is that Ian has probably never watched a war game video surrounding Taiwan. Taiwan is right there, and they don't have the equipment to stop a Chinese invasion.
But they haven't invaded yet, right?
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
It's because the United States has said, we'll defend you.
Have they? Okay.
And
the
United States
said the same thing too. Japan has told Taiwan, "Yeah, we got your back here." But
speaking of vassal states of the United States,
indeed.
Well, all I'm saying is they haven't really expanded very much in the last however many hundred years, right?
Well, yes, they have.
They have in fact moved into Italy. They've moved into Pakistan.
The Chinese?
Yeah.
Militarily? Or by buying things. Do you mean by buying things? Because
military, if you would. I mean, for the that matter, they even for that have a pretty heavy presence in Djibouti. Which
yeah, there's an interesting story that we didn't talk about a Chinese city that has been built in Africa that is just full of Chinese manufacturers.
Not just Africa, but Djibouti.
What is the issue with selling land to someone and then bringing in their friends and families to conduct business on that land?
Well, it is a state-run. These are state-run corporations
ever watched,
in many cases.
Arian, have you ever
watched any
of the YouTube channel China Uncensored?
I tend to not get my information from YouTube channels. That's correct.
One of the things about podcasts and YouTube.
You're authorized journalist. Okay.
No, but I don't trust the person who can go home tonight, throw up a webcam, and spend 40 minutes rambling into a microphone.
Look, you know, does that mean you don't trust yourself to be able to figure out what BS is versus not BS? Because that's
I do, and the bulk of what is on YouTube is BS.
Fine.
I see no reason to think
you understand that's an ad hom attack, right?
Okay,
like somebody put out a YouTube channel, so I'm not going to listen because it's a YouTube channel. That's a pointless statement.
If they wanted to be taken seriously, they wouldn't just be a YouTube channel.
What would they be? A podcast?
If they wanted
with their own website? Come on.
Sure. Mark, it's not crap. Have you watched the crap on YouTube?
I've watched plenty of it. I'm just saying that's
crap,
a specious argument.
A lot of good
it
stuff.
Isn't. The platform is bad. That's like saying that just because. Hold on.
You guys are talking about the same
you time. If you,
well, I didn't expect the caller to just keep going on and on. And
sorry, that's how this radio thing works.
Yeah. But, see, and now I can't. Think.
All right. All I'm saying is that there's good and bad on YouTube, and claiming, oh, it's a YouTube, so you shouldn't believe it, is a specious argument.
Okay, I'm not saying everything on YouTube is bad.
I'm saying,
but if you want to come at me and have me trust your judgment on something, I'll go, well, I'm sourcing this YouTube video. I'm sourcing Alex Jones.
Okay.
You know, InfoWars is not the place I go for reliable information.
He said China Uncensored. He gave a specific channel. Now, I don't know that
I have explained why I have not watched that channel.
And I don't know that I've... Look, if you're not interested in China taking over the world, then don't watch it. But...
Well, they got a long way to go.
They might be a little farther than you think.
Okay.
And if China was... Did you get this information from...
I don't know that I've watched. I don't know the name of the channels that I've watched, but I do keep a little closer eye on China than most of y'all do because y'all aren't concerned with the other.
No, I'm
state.
Way more concerned with the one that's going to try to put me in prison, and my friends in prison, and other peaceful people in prison who have not harmed another human being. And China is not threatening to do that.
They
just want to sell a bunch of crap.
Oh no! China puts lots of people in prison
in their own country.
Indeed,
yeah.
Right. If I had to pick. Between Washington, D.C., Beijing, and Moscow as to which one I wanted to rule the world, I would pick Washington, D.C. All right?
I would reject the premise because I don't have to pick.
I understand. You don't have to.
Yeah.
But that's fine. All I'm doing is realizing that some of these things stand as bulwarks to other things. That politics is a real problem in the world, and it really exists. And, if libertarians wish... really hard. It still doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Because we've been wishing for 20 years on Free Talk Live. And
then
so,
why carry on, Mark?
Why carry on what?
The
Life
ideas
is great.
Of liberty.
Well, the ideas of liberty, because somebody needs to stand for them. But you're not gonna wish Washington, D.C. away.
I don't think she said you were.
I'm just making it clear what's going on here. Beijing, Moscow, and Washington, D.C. exist.
I heard you essentially saying that the fight for liberty is futile.
You will
that may
never,
not have been what you intended.
It will not be achieved. Not without real better plans, all right? Going to Concord and saying, we don't like what you've said, isn't going to achieve anything. And I've watched it happen over and over again. I mean, good luck to you. Thanks for defending my liberties and all that good stuff.
So I guess that means you're not coming out on Saturday?
Probably not.
Well, you're going to be in Florida anyway.
Start a special economic zone where people could have more freedom and economic freedoms and social freedoms and stuff like that. Yeah, that's
still waiting on that one.
I know. I'm working on it, man. But yeah. This isn't the kind of thing that gets done overnight. No. I'm still waiting on y'all going and screaming at the governor to do something. What?
Neither is the dissolution of the state. All of these things take a very long time.
Yeah, the dissolution of the state isn't going to work by yelling at the state. All you're doing is
you're doing is inviting invasion by the state. You have the special economic zone, and you think the United States military is actually going to allow this taxless place to continue. Are you existing?
Yes. I'm not going out Saturday to yell at the state. I'm going out Saturday to connect with other human beings and talk to them and give them information about secession and, you know, hear what they have to say and how they're feeling and that, you know, connecting with other people. That's what events like protests are about for me. It's not about convincing some statist of something.
I'd also point out that you said, you know, thanks for going out to defend my freedoms. And I realize you were being a bit facetious with that, but I don't give a damn about your freedoms. I was out there defending my freedoms.
Well,
those are the ones I care about.
People don't care if you defend your own. They care about if you defend other people's. So
by defending my own, I'm defending other people's. But
agreed.
Let's not pretend like
that's
it was some selfless thing.
Well,
we weren't out there like, we're here for Mark Edge's freedom.
Okay, well, go ahead and shake a copy of Atlas Shrugged at them.
I've never read Atlas Shrugged.
Me neither.
So I can't.
I'm just saying, is that sounds very much like these sort of anti-altruism arguments of Ayn Rand.
Okay.
Who did you interview, Mark? We're going to be playing an interview coming up, I think.
Yeah, I interviewed the folks from Divi, and it's really cool.
They got some cool stuff going on over there.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We've got that coming up in just a moment. So if you like the show, again, head on over to app.freetalklive.com or just go to the website to check out the archive there going back more than 10 years. That's freetalklive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edgington Post Show here on Free Talk Live. This is Mark Edge, and today I have with me Nick Saponaro from Divi. Nick, you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. We've been talking about Divi on Free Talk Live for some time now, and it's my understanding that there's a bit of a milestone that's been reached. You guys are in beta?
Yeah, we will be in beta on the 29th of this month, which is about a week from today. Actually, less than a week. It's an incredibly exciting milestone for me as somebody who's been working on this project for 3 years and this app particularly for like a year now. I think our community is extremely excited, and we have like 7,000 people that have signed up to pre-order the wallet, and yeah, it's a big day.
And it's the wallet that we've been talking about on Free Talk Live that's coming in beta. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, it's our, you know, we call it our Divi 2.0 application suite. It's completely revamped, renovated, and totally consolidates all of the fragmented value chain issues that we see in not just crypto, but digital finance as a whole.
What are some of the things that one can expect from the new wallet? So a wallet is an application, an app for your phone, and this will be available in the app stores?
Yep, it'll be on Android and iOS at launch.
Okay.
And exactly, it's just like any finance app generally that you would have on your phone, like if you use Venmo or Cash App or PayPal, those types of things. But it differs in that it actually has cryptocurrency functionality as well. The beauty of it is, you can onboard in 10 seconds. We've already been testing this. So it's easily the fastest onboarding of any crypto wallet that I've seen.
And that's Divi's real claim to fame. This is that they make cryptocurrency, which has been complicated and upsetting for people for some time, as easy as they possibly can make it. The idea is it's so easy, your grandmother can handle it, right? And if your grandmother isn't alive now, they're talking about you, so you can handle it.
Exactly. And we do have several grandmothers and grandfathers using our current application that's out right now. And that one's not even as easy as the one that's about to come out. So imagine it's only going to get easier from here. I'm really excited about the fact that anyone from any sort of core competency on Earth can get in involved. It's literally, you just sign up for the app, and we'll actually give you 50 Divi just for going through the sign-up process. Now you're a crypto owner out of the gate. It's the easiest onboarding that I've seen. And then from there, you can do everything from set up an international bank account number and send money all over the world to anybody who can accept payment in that way.
Through a bank account?
Exchange, Yeah, so IBANs or international bank account numbers are basically how most of the non-North American world transact. Now, in North America, we use something called ACH, which we'll also have, but you'll actually be able to create your own bank account number right there in our app and manage your finances right there. So we kind of obviate the need for your Wells Fargo and all of the other criminal organizations that have been hoarding our money for so long.
So, like, I can take a payment from a friend in some kind of cryptocurrency, right? And then I can take that cryptocurrency and I can send it to my bank account and all this stuff is seamless. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yep. The beauty is the fact that we own all of the pieces of the value chain and they're all right within the wallet. You do your signing up, your KYC, whatever's required to meet the compliance regulations, you do it once. The problem I always have is, like, some exchanges I have multiple accounts on because I have my own coin and we do various things trading on those exchanges, right? So I have to do KYC 2, 3, 4 times on the same exchange. It makes no sense. With our platform, you can actually, we're passing all the KYC data securely and privately in the background. So you only sign up once and then everything from there is one click. So if you want to set up a bank account number, one click, set up a masternode, one click, buy some Bitcoin, same thing. It's all seamless, frictionless. That's the goal.
Wow. So this is a big deal for those that don't understand what a big deal this is. Essentially, the problems with cryptocurrency up to this point have been the, just sort of moving back and forth. Not as much the cryptocurrencies themselves. That can be done inside of an app. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but, you know, you can use shapeshift.io or something like that, and you can take your Dash and you can turn it into Bitcoin Cash or something there, and that can be done. But to have it quickly and easily move from Divi into Bitcoin Cash into Cash or whatever it is that you need it to do, I'm excited to try this out because I can only imagine how easy this is going to make things. What I'm concerned, though, I mean, there are people that would be making some large transactions. I mean, don't you have to have, you know, reserves of every sort to make this happen? How's this going to work?
Yeah, so initially we'll only launch with Divi, Bitcoin, and the three fiat currencies that we support, which are the Costa Rican colones, USD, of course, and the euro.
Those are big deals. That's covering a good portion of the globe there.
It covers quite a few people, right? So we have the resources to provide enough liquidity to do pretty much everything we need to do with Bitcoin and Divi, and, of course, fiat as well. And as the ecosystem grows, we'll start to add more coins. We'll have more resources to have more liquidity. We'll always ensure that the user comes first, of course, and that the experience is seamless. We even have fallbacks for providing liquidity throughout, you know, different exchange networks and partners like that. There's always, where there's a will, there's a way. There's always an answer if you're willing to do the work.
Wow, this is pretty exciting stuff. You said that you had more things going on. I hesitate to ask. I mean, I feel like this is as much information as one needs for an interview. This is a big deal. And you say it's going to be May the 29th. This is available. So
is April 29th we go into beta.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at the calendar wrong. Excuse me.
No.
Looking
totally
at May
fine.
Right here. April 29th.
Yep, April 29th will be in beta. It's a pseudo-public beta. We have volunteer bit testers. If you guys want to test it, just reach out to us on Telegram. We're happy to onboard anybody.
How do we do that?
It's t.me/DiviProject.
Okay.
Or you can find us on social media at DiviProject and just ask.
Okay. So to get in on the beta, the first thing to do is to go to the Telegram group, and then you can get it. So it won't be in the iOS and Android store right off?
Not initially. So we have to do our testing. We have to do our security. But we're in the final stages, I would say. We don't have an exact date that we're ready to promote as far as the launch goes, but very, very soon.
We've been waiting for it, but I mean, it sounds like it's really going to be worth it.
we've really taken our time because we had an app basically finished that was a fork of BitPay, and BitPay is great. Don't get me wrong. It just wasn't what we wanted to build. You know, it was kind of hacked together. What you're going to see I believe is well worth the wait. I mean, the fact that you have all of the features of a bank as well as all the features of a world-class crypto wallet in one place, I think it's going to be worth it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, one of the complaints that what you're talking about there is one of the complaints about the crypto world generally is that everything works. It just doesn't work as seamlessly and easy as it could. And, you know, it's not an insult because it's working, but you guys at Divi really, I mean, that's your whole goal is to make things simple, and you've had a lot of luck up to this point. And we at Free Talk Live, we've been master noding for you guys for some time. We're pretty excited about that, and so it's going to make it very easy for us, too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We actually were just testing today a way for you to recover your wallet with just a scan of a QR code. So if you're running a masternode right now, or you're staking your wallet, you don't want to have to go through the process of setting everything up again, right?
Right.
So we've made it so that you literally just scan the screen, and all your stuff just loads right in into your phone. And then you're off to the races again.
Are you guys doing this full time? How are you doing this?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I feel like none of us really sleep, but we do it full time. Everybody on the team is 100% full time, and probably more time than they're contracted for, most of them. You know,
yeah, a little more time than usual over the last month, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're really ramping up, and everybody's all hands on deck. It's really fun to watch, you know, just the passion across the team, because everyone's, in my opinion, at this stage of a company, everyone's an owner, you know. Everyone feels like an owner, even if they're not entrepreneurs, you know, you own your piece of the puzzle, and I think that really motivates people.
So the place to go for this is diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. They're going to have the Telegram group, and all that stuff is going to be right there on the front page. Nick, thank you so much for spending this kind of time with me, and I'm really excited about this project.
Me too. I'm so glad that you had me on to discuss it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. diviproject.org.
This has been Free Talk Live. If you like the show, if you enjoy what we're doing, be sure to head on over to freetalklive.com. We've got an archive there and some blogs and all the other cool stuff. Again, check that out. You can find it at freetalklive.com. We'll be back same time tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.